100,000 people in Britain die every year through smoking. Over 5,000 people die on the roads. Why all this fuss about a new illness which has only killed 300 of us? Why? Because it is new. We can't cure you once you've got it. And most of all, because AIDS is fundamentally a sexually transmitted disease. And now a normal, healthy, happy experience can kill you after a long, miserable and uniquely shameful dying. Most of the deaths in Britain so far have been homosexuals in London or drug addicts in Edinburgh, and the newspapers have plumbed new depths in self-righteousness as they drew the divide between them and us, bringing out the worst in the public, who shunned and humiliated hundreds of haemophiliacs, who, cursed with one life-threatening illness, received blood transfusions, which also gave them the AIDS virus, and 29 have died. But now the truth is filtering through. There is no them and us. Anyone who is sexually active is at risk. But luckily, we can protect ourselves, and we can stop being afraid of social contact with those who already have the AIDS virus. But before you can prevent an illness, you must know what it is. AIDS stands for Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndrome. The first cases in the Western world were seen in America.